Dinah Shore program. Rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen. Listen to Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, and...
How many hearts have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe that you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. How many hearts have you stranded on the dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you have broken with those great, big, beautiful eyes. Hearts of you stranded on the road to romance. Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. So how many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, hiya, fellas. Welcome to our second house, folks, and thanks for coming. We've got a very special guest this week, Groucho Marx. And as usual, there's Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, Joseph Lilly and his singers, and this very happy character standing beside me, Harry Von Zell. Hiya, Harry.
Hiya, Dinah. Say, Dinah, now that you're just back from Paris, tell me, how do the women's styles here compare?
Well, the first thing I noticed were these new hats women are wearing with real vegetables on them.
Yes, yeah, they are rather unusual, aren't they?
Well, I bought myself one with a head of lettuce on it, and believe me, I'll never wear one of those again.
Why not?
Well, it's awfully silly being chased down Vine Street by three rabbits.
Oh. Anybody I know? No, well...
Another change in fashions I noticed is that this year women are wearing trains in the back.
Yes, and aren't the trains crowded this year?
Well, that's not all. Only yesterday I was out looking in shop windows to see what women were going to wear this year, and believe me, it was frightening.
It was frightening?
Yes, either they're going to wear very little or they haven't dressed that dummy yet.
Oh. Well, Dinah, I must admit we men are lucky. You know, men's clothes haven't really changed in the last 50 years. I know my grandfather, my uncle, and my father were all married in the same suit.
Must have been awful crowded in there.
Oh.
But you know, you're right, Harry. Men don't change clothes half as often as we women do.
Oh, well, there are exceptions, Dinah. I happen to know a fellow who changes clothes at least 5 or 6 times a day.
Oh, well, now, that's a fellow I'd like to see.
All right. As soon as the little tyke learns how to walk, I'll bring him around.
Creature, so afraid. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find. baby, you are my baby. Baby, baby, find somebody new.
Well, thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes a time when I should say a few words.
Pardon me, sir?
Yes?
Is John's other wife here?
John? No, no, I'm sorry. She isn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes.
Is John here?
No. No, John isn't here either.
Then you must be in the wrong studio.
Oh, no, no, there's some mistake here. You see, Miss...
McQueen.
Yes, you see, Miss McQueen, we...
Butterfly McQueen.
Yeah, well, you see, Miss Butterfly McQueen, we don't...
Just call me Butterfly.
Well, all right. Miss Butterqueen, we... The program of John's other wife is over.
Oh, I had so much trouble getting to hear that program.
What do you mean?
The other night I tuned in just as the program was ending, and the announcer said, tune in tomorrow at the same time.
Yes, and you tuned in the next day at the same time?
Yes, and again they were just ending.
I see.
And I enjoy that program so much. It's so tragic.
Tragic. It is, isn't it? Yes. Well, as long as you're here, Butterfly, why don't you stay and listen to our program? It's fun. It's a comedy show.
Oh, I don't like comedy shows.
No.
All you do is sit at the radio and laugh, have fun, enjoy yourself. I like John's other wife. It's so tragic.
I see what you mean. Yeah, well, now you take me, for instance. I'm tragic. I am, really. I have breakfast at Sardi's, lunch with Kate Smith, dinner with young Widder Brown, and finish the day with lights out.
What about... What about John's other wife?
Well, she's afraid of the dark. See, I think I made it funny there. Well, anyway, as long as you're, why don't you let me tell you about the Dinah Shore show? You see, first you'll hear Dinah Shore sing.
She's wonderful.
Yes, and then you'll hear Groucho Marx.
Terrific.
Uh-huh. And then you'll hear me.
Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely. When my heart tells me you are lonely too, I walk away. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather share our dreams and misgivings, dreams with passion and art. You'll help me try. I'll always be near you wherever you are, each night in every prayer. Just whisper, I'll hear you, no matter how far. So close your eyes, and I'll be there. Please walk alone, but send your love and your kisses to save me. Oh,
What now, Dinah?
Well, now's the time for our guest star to make his appearance. Have you seen Groucho Marx around anywhere?
I've seen Groucho Marx around.
No, Dinah, have you seen Groucho Marx around?
I've seen Groucho Marx around.
Well, no, Harry, have you seen Groucho Marx around?
I've seen Groucho Marx around. Handsome little devil, isn't he? And is he popular? Only last week he had his face on time. If he'd have paid cash, he might have gotten a better face.
Groucho. Gee, I've certainly missed you, Groucho. I haven't seen you around in months.
It can't be helped, Dinah. I've been going to the Ballet Show every night.
Ballet Show?
Yes, it's the only place in town where you can get a Hershey bar. But it sure feels good to be seeing you all again. After all, you, a daughter of the Old South, and I, a son of the Old South.
Why, Groucho, I had no idea that you came from the South.
I trust you're guessing. Why, I come from the Deep South.
You do?
Yes, I was born in a gopher hole in Georgia. How much deeper south can you go than that? Oh, what memories. What fun we children had of my father, Colonel Marx's cotton plantation. Every morning we'd go out and pick cotton. And the colonel bought a combination cotton and rubber plantation.
A combination cotton and rubber plantation?
Yes, and every morning we'd go out and pick girdles.
Oh, Groucho, can't you ever be serious?
I certainly can. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you to act out a dramatic scene with me.
Oh, really?
Yes, last night my girl and I went to the movies. We couldn't get seats in the balcony, so there was nothing else to do but watch the picture. I was so impressed by that picture that I brought over one of the scenes. Shall we?
Oh, I'd love to. Mr. Von Zell, if you please.
It is our pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to bring you a tense scene from the sinister story of a murderer who is trying to drive his wife insane so that she be taken away, thus leaving him in possession of the house in which he knows a treasure is hidden. It is late at night when Bedlington arrives at home.
Bedlington, you're home at last.
Yes, Margaret, and what a night it is out. The fog is so thick you can cut it with a knife.
What took you so long?
I had a very dull night.
Bedlington, won't you please sit down to dinner? I've been keeping it warm all evening.
What have we for dinner?
Cold cuts. Where have you been, dear?
I spent a delightful day fox hunting. It was terribly exciting. I chased that fox for miles over hill and dale. Through the woods, over fences, over streams. And you know something?
What?
If I had a horse, I'd have caught that darn fox. Cold here. Let's have some champagne. What kind do you prefer?
Mom, 28.
I don't care how old your mother is. What kind of champagne do you want? Where's my evening paper?
Here it is. Oh, there you go again. Always reading at mealtime. How can you eat with the newspaper in front of your face?
Through a hole in Dick Tracy's stomach.
Pardon me, dear. I'm going to the kitchen to make some tea.
Poor Dinah. Always holding the bag. Oh, this never ends. For months, I've been trying to drive her mad. I even tied knots in her nightgown. And what happened? She put on my pajamas, and I've been sneezing ever since. But just wait till she finds out I've done away with her dog, the most precious thing in her life. She loved that cocker spaniel even more than she loves me. Why, I'll never know. I must admit his nose is colder, but my ears are longer. I've got to be alone in this house to find that treasure.
She is ready, dear. A Bedlington, I have a feeling that there's someone in this house who's trying to drive me mad.
Heaven protect you. Whatever gave you that idea, my little trumpet?
Well, perhaps I am silly, but last night I found cornflakes in my bed.
I see. Did you slip around much?
Yes.
That must have been the sliced bananas. Tell me, anything else of a sinister nature?
Yes, my dog, my precious Cocker Spaniel. He's been missing a week now. Have you seen him anywhere?
Your Cocker Spaniel? Oh, yes. I saw him going into a drugstore with Lassie's phone number in his mouth.
I won't stay in this house a moment longer. I'm leaving forever. I'm going mad. I'm going out of my head. Do you hear me? I'm
Well, if you go out of your head, leave your ears. We're short of ashtrays. Ah, what do I care? Women. They're a dime a dozen. A dime a dozen? And just think, all these years I've been spending my money on jelly beans. Ah, now at last I've got this house to myself. How to begin my search for the treasure? First, I'll open this closet. No one has ever been to this closet before. Curses, Flipper McGee has been here before me. Let's see now this secret drawer. What have we here? A pearl necklace? Rubbish. A hope diamond? Junk. A sapphire? Worthless. But what is this? It can't be. But can it? Can it be real? Dark in here. A match. If it's real, my search is over. I light a match. It's real. My search is over. At last, I found what the whole world is looking for. A package of cigarettes. At last, I'm a thief. At last, I'm a thief.
I never knew you could do a dial like that well. Say, how's your Western dialect?
Why, ma'am, I'm a son of the old West. I'll never forget my horse, Old Paint, but he up and died.
What did he die from?
Old Paint. I finally buried him out here in the brush. I'd like you to visit my ranch sometime, ma'am. Well, I got so many cows, I don't know how many cows there are.
But didn't you ever count the heads?
I couldn't. They're always facing the other way. Oh, the desert. Oh, the prairie. That is where this lonesome cowboy wants to be.
I want to be as he sits there on the cactus. So we're the lonesome little cowboy on your knee.
Hi-yubi-ki-yo. Hi-yubi-ki-yo-do for the poodle at my side.
You're so snappy in your chappies.
There is the only place for me. Oh, the east is the east, and the west is the west. That's a shrewd observation, isn't it? I wonder why giant minds figure that out. It's the one only place to be. Take it, Citronella.
But though you may be just a son of the West,
you're a wide open space to me. Yippee-ki-yo! Hi, yippee-ki-yo! Gone in business for yourself over there. I thought we were doing a duet here. You know. It isn't tough enough for me to get the attention of the audience. You have to yip, yip, yo on the side over there. Huh?
I'm sorry.
Don't forget, I can't compete with you. I haven't got your equipment. The water is the only place for me.
Oh, the desert is the place that I desire. And nevermore.
So throw another cowboy on the fire. And tell him that I'm caught. I'll lay an egg any minute now.
I'm coming home.
I bet you thought I'd never get home.
Yippee-ki-yo. 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 Yankee Doodle, I love you. Oh, the prairie. Oh, the desert. San Fernando is the only place for me.
Get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Like that perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one whiff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I'm getting out of you. I get a kiss every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kiss, though it's plain to see you obviously don't adore me. Get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky. My eyes have nothing to do, yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, so it's plain to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky. Is my idea of nothing to do, yet I get a kick out of you.
Thank you.